أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. All praise is to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who made the malaika, messengers with wings, twos, threes and fours. He adds to creation as he pleases, and he has power over all things. Whatever mercy Allah Ta'ala grants to mankind, then there is none to withhold, and what he withholds, there is none to grant after him. And he is exalted in might and full of wisdom. When we talk of Fatir, Alhamdulillah, Fatir is Samawat, in other words, the originator of all creation. And not only the originator, but the originator without any substance. Man, when he makes up something, then he puts the different elements together and construct something. But to make something out of absolutely nothing, this is exclusive to Allah Ta'ala, that without any substance he has originated. Man becomes so conscious about the visible causes that in his pride to discover visible causes, he forgets the cause of all causes. He forgets his primary origins. He doesn't even think how this whole universe had originated, how everything had commenced. So this is on account of his becoming too conscious about the physical causes, the causes that are visible to him. So he forgets that there is something, someone that has originated all this. So this is Allah, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. And then the dimension that is totally forgotten is the spiritual dimension, the dimension that is not visible to the eye. There must be something and someone that is allowing everything to function. So Allah Ta'ala is not just the source, but He is the center of every creation. That every creation comes from Him, every creation continues on account of His blessings. We are sustained every second, every moment of our lives, physically, spiritually, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Then this continues by His permission, His will and His grace. Ja'il malaikati rusulan. So it is He who made the malaika, those that are not visible to our sight, as messengers, conveying messages of Allah Ta'ala to His servants, with wings, twos, threes and fours. And He doesn't end here, rather He adds to creation as He pleases. There are malaika, Jibreel al-Islam, with 600 wings. He adds to creation in different situations or different manners that He adds to creation. Sometimes it is one person that He is more beautiful than the other. Sometimes this addition is in beauty. So one appears to be more beautiful. Then someone's voice is better than the other. Someone's character and ways, mannerisms are better than the other. Someone is more intelligent than the other. Someone is more strong physically than the other. So this addition to creation, He does as He pleases, with strength, with might, with beauty, with attraction, with intelligence, with spirituality, with righteousness and virtue. So he adds to creation as he pleases. Whatever mercy Allah Ta'ala grants to mankind, there is none to withhold. Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu had written to his governor Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu, tell me something that you have learned directly from Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu wrote back, I heard him reciting this after every salah. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minkal jadd. Allah Ta'ala, what you grant, nobody can withhold. Nobody can withhold. And what you withhold, nobody can give, and nobody can grant. And nobody's effort, no matter what is the extent of his effort, can be of any avail against the decision of Allah Ta'ala. So you exhaust your efforts. But after exhausting your efforts, it is the will and the decision of Allah Ta'ala that prevails. Hazrat Amir ibn Abdul Qays says that I commence my day with these four verses of the Quran. And thereafter I'm not concerned what happens thereafter. One is the very verse that we have recited, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ. The second is, وَإِيَّمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. If Allah Ta'ala causes any pain and any disaster, any type of calamity for anybody, then nobody can remove it. And if He grants any mercy, then nobody can turn it away. This is the second verse. That if Allah Ta'ala afflicts you with any type of calamity and a problem, nobody can turn away. And He grants you any blessing and grace, then nobody can pull that away as well. The third verse that I recite every morning before I start off the day, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. After the short phase of difficulty, there will be ease. This is the rule of the world, that you go through difficulty and problems, but after the short phase of difficulty, there will be ease. And the fourth verse that I recite, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every living creature, Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon Himself to provide for it. Any creature, how big or how small it may be, it is Allah Ta'ala who has taken it upon Himself to provide for that creature. So when I recite this four verses, then I'm not concerned about what happens to me the rest of the day. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Oh, what a beautiful way to start of the day, understanding and renewing our allegiance to Allah Ta'ala, that good comes from you and evil is averted by your will. Difficulties will come and will be replaced by ease, and rosy and sustenance is all the responsibility of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He has taken it upon Himself entirely.